Hello, everyone. I hope everybody's blessed. Hope everybody's feeling good. Today is Tuesday, May the 17th, 2022. Welcome to King Center Gaming. I am your royal host, King Robert J. You can follow me on Facebook, King Robert J. Also, in that link in that bio right there, you will catch my fan page at King Center Gaming, where I want you guys to comment. Let me know how y'all guys feel about me bringing the RG bands back. Also, I got something special coming out later on this year. I'm just really happy, really excited about life so far. Going forward with my best friend, we about to get married in September. Oh, I cannot wait. I'm so excited about that. She's definitely my rock, my heart. And we have three lovely, beautiful kids together. And she ain't doing nothing but just motivating us together as a family core group. I tell all the time that she definitely uplifts me well. And I'm pretty sure you guys out there who are single, please wait for the right one, because the right one will come when you least know it. So what I want to say to you guys who have a partner, treat them as you want to be treated, with respect, love, and happiness. Also know that when y'all do go up and down, just know that that person right there is your person that you need to go to. Besides your mom and dad, if you have them in your life, that's going to hold you accountable and make sure that she tells you or he tells you what you want to hear or what you not want to hear. Because communication is the number one key to a healthy relationship. Communication, honesty, and being transparent. I just want to let you guys know that I support everyone across the board, all my loyal supporters. Even if you're not a supporter and you just check it in listening to my podcast, I appreciate you as well for just even giving me a play that goes a long way. Hopefully one day you decide to join the royal gang, the royal family over there, you know what I'm saying, over this way, and you can be royal with us together. So like I said, Facebook, King Robert J., King Center Game, and also my second Facebook page, TikTok, what it is, King Robert J or King Center Gaming, KCG will be the picture in that. And yeah, but welcome to another episode. It's going to be a short episode, unlike my other ones. And I just want to touch a little bit on this past weekend with the playoff games. Sorry, I wasn't able to actually jump right over there and get it. My daughter has been sick. That's another issue. But I want to go ahead and talk about that real quick if I can. A brief notice that the Eastern Conference Finals is finna get ready and start soon. I believe it is either tonight or tomorrow night. I'm not sure. And then also the Western Conference Finals is about to start as well. The Celtics wind up giving the Bucks everything they did in game 7. And Giannis is, in my eyes, is still the best player in the game. It's just Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is their time. And they're going to face against the number one seeded Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and the Heat. The Heat don't have Kyle Lowry, I suspect, for game 1. Hopefully he can get his hamstring issues together and help his team, because they're gonna need more guard play out of Tyler Hero and also Vincent and Struts, because Marcus Smart and them boys right there, they're coming. So it should be a great series. Hopefully, I hope it go to game all 7 games, because this playoff this year has been very exciting, very, very up and down. Each team has battled hard. All the respective teams, each contest have battled hard. And I really been enjoying this playoff with these new stars and whatnot. So we'll see what that goes. Jaylen Brown versus Jimmy Butler. Miami, Boston. It's going to be a blockbuster series. And I guarantee you, either team can win either way. It just depends. Yeah, I believe game 5 is going to decide who has the momentum to push it through. But I feel like this series will go 7 games. I like both teams. I like all the collective players together. It's going to be great coaching by Spoelstra, great coaching by the Boston coach as well, and they're going to go down to the wire. So y'all make sure y'all keep an eye on that series. Give me feedback on who you think will win, and I'll feel free question today while I will post after this episode. You got Boston or you got Miami? Let's go over there to the West, the Western Conference, man. Golden State, of course, finished off the Grizzlies in six games. I believe it was seven games. I don't want to disrespect the Grizzlies. Finished them off in six games. I don't want to disrespect anybody. Sorry about that. They finished them off in six games. Golden State had advanced. They had some rest. They was waiting on the Dallas and the Phoenix series. Luka and them guys wind up pushing it to a game seven on Phoenix Road. Now, this is what everybody was saying leading up to game seven. Oh, Phoenix, they got home court advantage. They're the number one team. All that do matter sometimes, but in the playoffs, you never know what can happen. Luka, Doncic, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Brunson, all them guys came to play the three-headed monster. They definitely attacked them guys. Spencer Dinwiddie with a triple-double. Luka could have had at least 55 or 60 points triple-double in that game if he wanted to. I think he had 27 to 30 points in the first half. They just came out punching Chris Paul them in the mouth. And I think Phoenix got a lot of questions to answer this offseason. They could either start making some minor moves because the last 2 years they have been the number one seed in the West, or they can go and run it back with the same core because of that notion. They've been the number one seed in the West. Last season they lost in the finals against Milwaukee. Milwaukee was just too big. And this year they lost because they played big against a team in the semi-conference, and Luka Doncic, everybody was exposing their big, and DeAndre Ayton. I believe and hope he still will get some type of deal done with the Phoenix Sun, but I think with all the media narrative that's going around, that super max contract is probably off the table. They probably offer him a max contract. I'm not for sure, but hearing all this slander the following day after their loss, obviously, you know, it's going to be that, the overreaction to it. I think Phoenix just got punched in the mouth. Like I said, it's the playoffs. I need people to understand that, you know, my time of growing up from the 2000s, all the way up 2010, 11s, you never knew who was going to win the playoffs. You had a sense that the higher seed would win, but it always was battle. And every team was respected no matter what their seed was. And I think it was a mirror effect of this year's playoff, because you had a lot of good teams that were losing games that they supposed to win because they are the better team. Home court advantage plays a factor. But injuries, a lot of continuity, a lot of chemistry played a part in a lot of teams losing their playoff spots and playoff hopes of winning a championship. And I think that plays a factor with the Brooklyns, the Philadelphias, the Lakers. You want to add them in there, not make the playoffs. All that adds a factor with the coaching and offset, all of that. I think what we are not looking at is how these coaches who are loving the playoffs are making great adjustments as each game goes. And I think Jason Kidd is a testament to that, because he have taught Luka how to let his other teammates be more involved. You know what I'm saying? Because they play better when he's off the floor. So for him to actually put that ball in the mix, sit him down, hey, try to get yourself initiating the offense without initiating the offense with the ball in your hand. And I think that makes you more dangerous as a player, all-around player, when you can play off ball. You can be lethal off ball as well, being lethal. But I think Dallas definitely came through. They played their brand of basketball. They played their well. And I think these trades as well. Everybody had a couple trades throughout the midseason. I think these trades played an effect on how different teams were made. Brooklyn, Philadelphia, And also you got to go with Dallas trading Porzingis, the unicorn, for Spencer Dinwiddie in the middle of the season, from Washington. I think that was a big boost, as well, for the guys. And Luka Doncic, yeah, he's arrived. He's here. He's been a top five MVP candidate for the last three years, if I'm not mistaken. And I think it's gonna be a slobber knocker, Golden State versus Dallas. A lot of people say, oh, Golden State should win in 5-6. But like I said, both of these series have the chance of going game 7 in both series, and I'm all for it. I'm pretty sure my fans, pretty sure everyone who watching or listening is all for this. The NBA need this. High competition from all four teams represent the future of the NBA, represent what we are anticipating to see. Make sure everybody is playing top tier offense and defense. It's going to be great popcorn blockbuster ready events. So I want you guys to definitely, like I said, the feel free question, who you guys got in the Western Conference Final representing the West, representing the series, and also in the Eastern Conference Final representing that series. Like I said, I definitely want to make sure I'm pushing out as much content as I can. I know for a fact you got to crawl before you walk. So I'm definitely humbled, definitely just blessed to have a platform where I can express how I feel to you guys. And like I said, in future events, when we do have a great growing community, I want to make sure my fans are involved and we can try to find a platform or try to be on this platform where I can have another person to debate and also have at least 4 to 5 hosts the show as well. And I want this to be like a community thing. I don't want me to have my hands on it. Of course, I will be the CEO, not trying to say nothing like that, but I want us to enjoy success together and we can have special guests. I want to try to have each one of my supporters to be a part of this, not just looking at it and listening to it. So like I said, just hit me up. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? Anything you want to know, ask me, feel free. But the feel free question of the day, guys, who you guys got winning both series, Eastern Conference and West, Boston versus Miami, Golden State versus Dallas. It should be a great one. I hope everybody is having a pretty good week so far starting off. And also, you know, we're gonna keep it pushing. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Push strong through it. If you listen to that work, let's get it. Let's get that money. Let's go ahead and do what we got to do. That's money. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. And I hope to talk to you guys soon. We'll be back. See you guys. Peace, love.